Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and welcome to the show, and what an interesting time we're living in, and what an interesting time for me, too, even as an intuitive. And I think if you're a good intuitive, you always question, you know, the information that you're bringing out, is it good or bad for, you know, for everybody? And so in that vein, I want to say that, you know, I try to always bring light to my show, and I always try to bring out the highest of divine energy through me. I do have a guide, and it's a consciousness. It's a vibrational consciousness. It's not a person. I refer to the consciousness as a key because that's how it was introduced to me. And it means here now. But I don't really know who that consciousness is. And so it does make me question, where am I getting this information from? But I do get reassurances and things that make me believe what I do is of God and on the right path. And so and I've been doing it for so long, I just feel like, and it's maybe a false assumption or because I'm human too. And like when I'm human, I'm just a normal person. I can't remember people's names. I do stupid stuff. But when I'm intuitive, I have a different connection. And an example was when I was a child, you know, about 5 years old, I saw my grandmother falling down the stairs and getting hurt. And I told her before it happened. And but at the same time, during that time, we had three dogs. And the house was actually a very clean house, but one of the dogs pooped in the house. And he always pooped on the stairs. And I, for some reason, could never get it together not to step in it. It was always me, and I had a brother and two sisters who never had the experience. So, and they were always like, oh, you're so smart and intuitive. Why didn't you see that? And it's because if you're not asking questions, you're not getting answers. And you don't see everything just because you're intuitive. And you don't have all the answers, even though with a guide, I feel like sometimes I can answer any question. And sometimes I ask the big questions too, you know, to try to see, you know, what the solutions are for us as a people. I'm 62. I have two successful children. One has one of the best educations from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University out of Florida and is a pilot. And my daughter is a successful businesswoman who at 27 bought her own house in New York. So they were loved when they were made. So my ex-wife and I were in love and honored each other and wanted to create something to honor life. And I really love life, and I love life for everybody, and I don't have a responsibility to children, and I don't have a responsibility to anyone anymore except myself. So it makes you it makes you wonder why, you know, when the CDC says that they're going to vaccinate school-aged children for COVID, why it upsets me, because I have no vested interest, but I do because I love our world. I grew up or lived on this world, and I only want the best for all humanity. And in that vein, I try to think, how do I help humanity on the highest level? And I know I reach people on the show here, but I do try to stay small because there are people that do attack me. And there's people that are attacking you too, but you probably don't even realize it. We're attacked through frequency. And I don't think people really understand that. And so I finally wrote down the words. I absolutely believe that you should have different frequencies on in your home at all times so that you're getting your own frequency. And what happens is we listen to a certain frequency all the time. The people that watch all those murder shows on Lifetime TV or and stuff like that, they're carrying a frequency. They don't get it that they're being, you know, that they're getting a frequency that's a vibration that's affecting them. And it actually is carried in the physical body. And so what I suggest for healing for everybody, and that's it, and I mean it can bring physical healing by changing your frequency. And so I always say this wrong. It's the sola feta. I don't know. It's so here's the word, SOLFEGGIO, frequencies. That's one set of frequencies that you can have on that you can incorporate in your life in the background to help you raise your vibration, to help them not attack you through vibrational messaging and stuff like that that you're getting. And I don't want to sound really weird. I don't watch TV, so I can't. And like, I can't watch war movies because my heart breaks when I see murder, and even if it's just acting. The vibrational frequency that's sent is not something that you see. It's something that is integrated into your physical. And there are frequencies that are very hard to listen to, like 0.1, which is the love frequency. If you put that on 0.1 hertz in the background, it's very hard to have it on the background because that's a vibration that you're not used to. And that's a vibration that is contradictory to the vibration that they're sending throughout the whole world. And there's also the Fibonacci frequencies, which is Fibonacci frequencies. And you can have them on in the background. I bought those frequencies a long, long time ago. And I've always I always have them on. And if you don't think that you're being affected by frequencies, there are like meters that you can buy that you can test your microwave and show what it's sending out to you. I don't want you to be weird about it, but if you really are sensitive, it affects you more and more. So, like, you can put a frequency meter in front of an electrical plug outlet, and it omits energy. And so if you're not using them, put a piece of wood in front of them because it doesn't come through wood or it dampens it or stops it or makes it so that it's not registering like it was. And when you have a microwave, you know, unplug it when you're not using it. And I don't like that idea for myself because my microwave has a clock on it and I love looking at time all the time. So, but you know, the thing is if it's on, you're getting a blast of energy that you don't even realize. And the same thing with your TVs and your everything omits some kind of energy. So the way to contradict that is to have a frequency. And it came to me, believe it or not, today, that the way that we contradict or fix humanity is through, and since we all have cell phones, is we need to do a worldwide frequency blast through our cell phones and blast it back, and put that frequency out so that the world changes through the frequency. It's not every one of us has to raise our frequency to be at to have the most harmonious experience. But as a world, we might be able to generate a new frequency, and enough people are awake now. And I kept asking, how do we fix it? What's going to happen? Is it the solar blast that takes out AI? Is, you know, what is it that's going to help us? I do think there's going to be a solar flash. I've seen it. But not everybody dies from it, like you might think. And I do think we're in a magnetic shift, and not everybody's going to die from it. But what we want to do is we want to awaken the world to be the most harmonious it possibly can, and that's through the change in frequency. And that's why people have awakened, is because there has been a frequency shift. And they call it the fifth dimension. And I do believe there's dimensional levels that we're not coherent of physically seeing, but are easily accessible. And it happens when you go in dream state. It depends on you as an individual, how connected you are to your truth. And the only way to know your truth is not to be in other people's frequency or being emitted to you unconsciously through other people, like your ceiling fans. It sounds ridiculous that a ceiling fan can emit energy, but it does. And so that you're not always fighting against frequency, the way that I've always dealt with it is I listen to frequencies that I choose. And in that, I've been very successful in almost every endeavor that I've done. And I do multiple endeavors because I don't believe you can rely on one thing, because it's easy enough for them to attack one thing. It's hard for them to attack several things. And my show has been attacked many times. And I've been warned several times that I can't say that I'm healing and all kinds of stuff. So, and the reason why I'm telling you this is I do think I'm going to try to, I've worked with several psychic intuitive groups, and I'm going to get a hold of some of them, and I'm going to see if we can't arrange a worldwide phone frequency blast, because I'm thinking that might be the alternative to break the system, because there is a system in place that's beyond a lot of our comprehension. And anyways, I want you, especially people that are listening on my show, if you want to have things not be so disjointed, to start listening to those frequencies. I say it's solfeggio. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation. The Fibonacci frequencies are another set of frequencies that are different, that have different inclinations of sound, and tuning forks and stuff like that. People have known about it for a long time, how it can do it, but not as a collective. We've never done it as a collective, and that's what came to me today. Why haven't we done it as a collective? Because I've actually worked with intuitive groups that have stopped flooding, that have turned storms down or descaled them. So there is, and I've actually worked with psychics doing healing where people have walked after they've had the healing and stuff like that. So I know that reality of possibility is different than, it really makes a difference what you believe and how you allow the energy through you. And so I'm seriously looking at myself, because I know that I've been doing this for so many years, and I don't do it to make money. If I was doing it to make money, I would be broke. I do it because I care about people, and some people just need a little bit of awakening to help them to take the next step. I don't have all the answers for you. I can only tap into what you have now going and then help you move forward or give you the information that I see. And it doesn't mean that it's right for you. You have to choose. And I always tell people, if you're scared of the question, don't ask it. Ask it when you're not scared and you want to know the answer, because if you come into something fearful, then you're going to get an answer that may cause you fear or discord, and I absolutely don't want that. And sometimes people have to go through discord in order to break through to the next level, and I believe that's what we're seeing a lot in what's going on in the U.S. is there's a lot of discord that needs to be broken through to try to get to some realities of truth. And I don't know that we can even get to the very, very truth, because I think it's sentient related. And so how do you fight something that you're not even intellectually capable of stopping? So what you have to do is you have to allow, you know, God through you. And in that vein, answers come. I don't know how they come, but they do. And in that vein, when you realize of your holiness or your divinity and your capacity to, some people communicate really well and express ideas really well, and some people project ideas. And when you're hearing people projecting, they're telling you what you need to believe, what you have to do, and if you're hearing projection, then it's probably not accurate for you. It's a form of discord that you can recognize. And that's why when people are yelling at you, they have the problem. They have the discord. What they're trying to do is bring you into it. So what you always have to do when you're in those situations is step back and realize, oh my gosh, it's they're having this issue that's not you, it's them. So I'm just trying to make you a little bit smarter. I hope that you can check out those frequencies. A lot of them are free on YouTube. I ended up purchasing them because I wanted to have the individual frequencies so that I can incorporate it in my music. So my music was more harmonious. And it's very possible to do that. And they have done that through TV and stuff towards us. So you really do have to pay attention to what you're watching. You really do have to be off your phone as much as possible, I think, because it is it's a big frequency emitter. But what you want to do is you want to try to stop the frequency at you and allow frequency that you want coming towards you. So that's why I'm really dedicating this show to that. And in that, my guide is a key. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra. He speaks light language. It's not English. It's a vibrational language. And what we're going to do today is we're going to do grounding because I need it. I have been seriously saddened by some of the things that I see that are happening on our Earth. It doesn't really affect me personally. I'm in my 60s. I don't know how much longer I live. I'm in the 120. I think I want to live to 120, or that I am going to live to 120. So I still have quite a bit of ways to go. But and the same thing, it's about taking care of myself to that age. And so, you know, then I, and for all of us, we all need to pay attention to what we're eating and our diet and how healthy it is and what kind of stuff are they putting in the food that you're eating. And I eat almost all natural. I don't eat everything organic because it's too expensive, but I do eat everything natural. And I don't buy cookies off the shelf. I make cookies so that they don't have preservatives in them. And I you know, it's like those kind of things. They're little and subtle, but they make a big difference in the physical body and the clarity. Another thing that I do is I have an inversion table and I invert all the time. And that makes a huge difference in your vibrational energy and in your health. I don't know why it does, but it does. And if I don't do it, I actually get out of balance, physically out of balance. So, you know, that's just another thing that you can try. You know, all of us are individuals, so some things will resonate with you and some things won't. Nobody has the exact answer that I ever met. If they did, the world would be different. And we would really know who are the underlying manipulators of what's transpired. And you know, and if you can't see anything on TV that's good, then don't watch it. I mean, I literally can't find stuff on TV that's good. So I don't watch it. And then you're like, well, what do you do? And so what I did was I turned to music because I like music. And in that vein, my son loved punk rock. And it is very discordant music, I feel. You know, like it's vibration is very hard. And but as he grew and as my music grew, he has, you know, changed or mellowed or whatever. Anyways, I don't want to elaborate too much, but I want you to try to remember to put on a frequency where you live. If you really are affected by frequency, then you need to take more precautionary efforts, like getting a Hertz meter, seeing if your microwave's blowing off, what your refrigerator's blowing off, what's coming out of your plug outlets, what's coming off of your ceiling fan, because you may not do a ceiling fan. You know, they're not necessary. Some places they might be necessary, but there's other ways of cooling a room that are less invasive and are more natural. And so I'm going to bring my guide through. He's here. And we're going to do a grounding. And what's going to happen is we're going to take a couple of breaths, like three or four breaths, in through your nose, hold it for a second, and then release what no longer serves you. And so breathe in, hold it, and release what no longer serves you. Because you want to make space for light to come in. You want to make space for the divinity of God to bless you. You want to make space for so that you can have peace and harmony, so that when people are ugly, you're able to step back and see that it's them and not you. And you're able to see when a person is expressing or a person is projecting, because they're completely different levels of communication. And I'm not going to get into it. We're going to do the grounding exercise right now. Just remember, if somebody's projecting at you, step back. Just step back. Take an actual physical step and think, oh, my God, this person's yelling at me. This person has a problem because that's not communicating. Okay. And with that, we're going to take our breaths. And there's no way to do this wrong. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And what it's going to do is we're going to go into your heart chakra, which is in the center of your chest, and we're going to put a grounding cord from the center of your chest into what I call the earth star or your ground star. It's about a foot below your feet, and it keeps you grounded. It makes you less off balance. It makes you less jumpy. It makes you have less anxiety. It makes you have not necessarily clearer thought, but less bouncing thought, like thinking this and then thinking that and thinking this and thinking that. When you're grounded, you think this, and then you're on that path, and then when you're done with that, then you go to the next thing. You don't bounce. So I don't know if you can understand that or not. And it's very easy to see, and you can see it in people once you start recognizing it. So my guide wants you to put your left hand on your heart chakra and your right hand on your solar plexus, which is just above your belly button, because it's a self-grounding. It's about your strength, your personal strength, about your personal stability of your disposition. And we're bringing in Archangel Michael to do the a connection to your heart chakra. Kanake sehene umana hashihi tatatamana na na hai akua. Hehe eke kawamini si ii ishiwa. Hede umana ikikinini hana. And now we're just going to connect it to that ground star. And it's just like a cord or a rope or a it's something thicker than a thread. And it connects us to the oneness of all who've walked the earth. Those who walked the earth before there was all the electronics and stuff. All our ancestors. And so it is. And so I'm going to go right on to callers because I have a full caller queue. And I hope this will really make a difference in your life. And frequency can heal. It can heal stuff. It really can. You just have to open up correctly to it. Okay, the first caller is going to be 630.
Hi, Reverend James. How are you?
I'm good.
It's Stella. It's Stella.
Hey, this is Stella Rose, who's an author, and she's now on her second, working on her second book or producing her second book. Her first book is Shattered Windows. Did I get it right?
Yes, Shattered Windows.
Okay. And where are you calling from? Are you still up north?
I am, but
okay.
Minute now I'm going back south.
Okay, I just need to know where you are right now. Okay, how can I help you? And if you really want an interesting read, it is a very interesting story. And are you doing your new book yet? Are you promoting it?
Yes. Hush Money.
And
Hush Money
is called Hush.
Is almost.
Go ahead. It's almost.
Hush Money is almost done. We're just finishing up the. There's like maybe just a portion of it is at the editors, but the beginning is done, the ending is done. We're just finishing up the peanut butter and jelly.
I know that because I've written a book, so I understand what you're saying. Good. So we're all excited about that. I know that you're. I think I saw you, something about you're going to do some YouTube stuff too to promote it. So if you're once that's done, let me know so that people can go and try to find it. And Shattered
okay.
Windows is in an Amazon still, right? And it's in hard copy too. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just want to tell people the right information. So how can I help you today?
Okay. So and just so you know, I totally believe in frequencies, binaural beats, all of that. I've always have done that for like 20 years. I've always done that. I
get it.
Love that you reminded me to tweak my frequencies when I get back from my nature walk. I actually just found a lady's wallet. I'm going to have to get a hold of the police just now. So, but anyway, well, I'm glad I found it because at least she'll get her money and her credit cards back. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I know that I can buy a house with my book contract, because a lender will give me a loan based on a contract, so I can purchase my home or whatever. So what do you see for me as far as, like, a contract on, like, the series? I mean, I feel like the book was a way for me to be bailed out of my situation, but, you know, am I on point? Am I off? I just felt like I should have got the contract by now.
We always want it in our timing instead of letting God give it to us in his timing. But I actually feel that you're on a road of success. You have been for a while. And the road to success is never just one step. It's several steps. And it's like you said, you want it now, but instead what you're really need to do is allow it to be now. So I want you just to change your terminology to I allow it to be now my success. I allow this book to bring me the financial abundance that I need now. I'm interested in purchasing a house. Don't make it, I need to purchase a house now. What you want to do is you want to leave it open so that what's in your best and highest interest can come forward rather than stifling it to it has to be now. Some things you do need now. You need to move forward now, and you need to have confirmation or validation that you're moving forward correctly. So you have to, you know, put that out into the oneness or the frequency of all so that it's recognized. And like I have done witnessing. So like if you're putting, and the reason why I'm saying this out loud is so that everybody can know that if you're wanting something to manifest, where two or more are gathered, you know, God is present or comes forward. And so you can have somebody witness for you. I witness your truth, or I, as a witness, hear your manifestation put into the oneness. And if you don't have somebody, you can have Christ, or you can have an Archangel Michael witness for you, or any of the archangels can witness. You always want to work with the people or the entity or energy of the highest light. And so, but if you have somebody to be with you that, you know, holds love and honors you, and their witness is just as strong as an archangel, just as strong as a Christ conscious or Christ witnessing. And it never hurts to over-witness. You know, you can call in several archangels, or you can have several friends. Group energy is strong. It's the vibration scent is strong. So if you have two friends that you really love you, witness together. You know, and this is what we're putting into the oneness to manifest, and we're allowing it to come forward in our best and highest interest. And if you do that, then you'll see results, and you've seen results, especially when sometimes we get them when we need them, but it's better to get them when we don't need them. It's better when we allow the fear not to get us to the point where we need change. It's better to change by choice and then allow it to be when it's the perfect timing. Do you get it? I know you do, but I want you to say whatever your truth is.
Okay. I mean, I guess then you feel like I am on the right path.
Yeah.
I should have gotten farther by now. That's all.
It's not that. You're still taking steps. That's the miracle of it. There's more. You thought, oh, this one thing is it, but it's not one thing. It's multiple steps. It's always steps. You're going to take steps always forward. if you choose forward, or you can take steps backwards in fear and not believe in yourself. But why would you get the wisdom? And I just want you to answer the question instead of me saying that you're on the right path. Why would you get the wisdom to write another book if you weren't moving forward?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, yeah. Why are you getting opportunities
like,
to do something?
It's like,
I want you to answer.
When do
something.
I get paid? When do I get paid for it?
You have to allow the blessings to, you know, if it's like about money, money's a flow. And so what you have to do is you have to allow the blessing to bless you that you may bless others. When you're thinking about when do I, right there is saying it's like a selfish thought. Or how do I bless people with the knowledge that I have and receive financial remuneration for it? Is a better way of saying it, because what you're doing with your books are actually helping people realize of corruption, of hush money, or of how lives are broken by lies or by deception. And so it's not, even though the story is about you, you're making a difference on the world in a whole. And in that, you're blessing, even if one person gets a vibration out of it, it's a blessing. So what, instead of looking at it as, where is the money? This is my money maker. It's like, this is what God's having come through me as a blessing. Now I allow it to bless me so I may bless others. And so I may continue to bless, because you can't bless if you're an empty cup. You have to be a full cup in order to share. You have to have, and you are on many, many levels, but you carry, you know, some of us carry fear. Everybody carries a little bit of fear. Even I'm fearful. I wonder, am I doing the right thing? You know, giving people advice. But, you know, I'm drawn to it, and I believe God through me, and I believe I'm a light, and I don't know, you know, to what degree I'm the light, but if it helps one person, then it's to the degree that God has allowed it, you know, so, and that's you. You're a blessing, and you're blessing, and you're utilizing your what God is putting through you. He's giving you words. He's giving you a path. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you have to have multiple paths. You can't just do one thing in life. You can't only be one thing. Because everybody is multitudes of things. So choose the multitude of things that draw you. And your financial success might be something different than you think. The books are the stepping stones to blessing. And once you start blessing, then you'll be a blessing more and more. And as you bless more and more, you're blessed more and more. Do you get it?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. I hope that you really did get it, because I still hear a little hesitance in your voice. And what I want you to do, maybe change the frequency that you're listening to at home. You know, just change it up to something different so that you can see a contrast, you know, so that you can get validation. One thing you might do is start asking, I need validation that I'm on the right path. And then you'll get validation that you're on the right path, and not just from calling into a radio show. And sometimes I want you to look at, wow, look at what you've been gifted. And you do need to be in gratitude for everything you're gifted. And sometimes we forget about all the things we are gifted, you know, like having a roof over our head, food, clothing, warmth, shelter. There are people, I actually saw a thing on YouTube where they were making clay or dirt pots that they eat as dessert or as food. So it's a refining of actual dirt, and people are eating it. So hungry people are eating it. So we do have to really be in gratitude of really all the things we're blessed with, okay? And you are blessed, and Sometimes the path seems hard, but it's only as hard as we choose to allow it to be. So if you get confronted with something that's not pleasant, then just know that you have to get through this and try to observe why you have this happening and how do you shift it. And in those, you'll get your answers. Okay?
Okay,
you're doing great.
That sounds good. Thank you.
I think you're.
Am I doing good?
Doing great. Yeah, I think you're on the right path and everything. I mean, I can tell you, but I want you to know your truth, your truth. And you know it. And lots of times you know it, but lots of times you slip back into not believing in yourself or not believing that, you know, it's God through you. It's a flow through you. We are only creative or can think, you know, with God's gift of giving us some kind of intelligence. Okay. I do have to let you go. Okay.
Namaste. Okay. Namaste. Thank
yeah.
you.
Namaste. Yeah. I'm going to go on to 805. Hi, 805. You're on
oh,
the air.
Thank you, Reverend James. This is Donna. I just want you to know that you are truly a gentle soul.
Oh, you
know,
thank you.
Aren't that many out there? Mm. You really are very, very sensitive.
Donna, where are you calling
huh?
from?
I'm in California. Santa Barbara,
okay.
California.
Yep. Okay, I just
yeah.
needed to get the right Donna. For some reason, I didn't connect right away. So how can I help you, Donna?
Well, I wanted to know about finances getting better because, you know, I was years back in a real lucky streak. I mean, I won a car. I won a trip to Hawaii, Tahoe, Taiwan. And so I want this, and I was on a high, at 110,000. I was on a high frequency. Yeah. I want to get back on that frequency and start winning again because that's what I depend on, you know, raffles and things like that to up my income because I'm on a fixed income.
Okay. So what I feel is that you're feeling trapped and that you're holding your energy in because you're scared. And it's a self-confidence thing for you because you are that lucky and you can be that lucky. And the thing is that I don't know if you told yourself, oh, this is going to run out, this lucky streak. I don't know if that's how you started shifting it to, I got to worry there's got to be another way or something else. Because I feel like you went off the path. And it really is just so easy to just be right back on the path with, I am worthy. I am divine energy entitled to the all of the abundance at the table of God. And if you go to the table of God, it's unlimited abundance. So you can truly actually manifest everything that you want. And it really just requires the truth of you knowing your truth and having that, allowing it to be in the oneness of your truth. And before you were just thinking that it's a lucky streak, but actually what you were doing is you were vibrating so high that it was lucky. And then you started
yeah.
to say, I don't know how long ago it was, but I felt like you said, this lucky streak can't last, and that shifted it. And so that's not true. We get to live our lives until we're dead. So, and that means every single day, and every single day we get a chance to do it the way that we want to make it. So I really believe it's just self-confidence. I know these are the numbers.
Okay.
I know this is the way. I know I can. And in that, you'll shift yourself right back. Because you are, I don't know when you're born, but you're like I think if you look up your astrological, I don't do astrology, but what they're saying is that you have I think your astrological sign shows you're lucky.
Yeah.
So and I don't. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you are. It's just you either stop believing you were, or you stopped allowing.
I know.
So now
uh-huh.
just allow it to be. Allow it to be your truth again. It was my truth. I'm choosing this to be my truth again. I'm going to manifest this truth again. And bring it forward, because I'm not going to be fearful anymore. I'm going to be in the energy of truth, and allowing the blessings that are in my best and highest interest. And it will happen again for you. I really do believe that. Like I said, I don't know what signs, alignments that you need to be lucky, but they did say that if you look at your path on astrology, that it is that. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yes, very much. Okay, I'm going to have the confidence again. Thank you very much. I needed to hear that.
Try to listen to frequencies in the background, too. Because that, you know, okay, good. Because it helps with raising your vibration.
I just did an hour and a half beach walk. I just did an hour and a half beach walk, walking in the water. So that was good for the frequencies.
Absolutely. Nature is one of the best ways to touch frequency. Okay, namaste. I'm going to still be on the line even though the show ends, so just bear with me. This is 346. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, James. It's Teresa calling.
Hi, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just got better from the flu. I was sick these last few days, but I'm feeling better now.
Okay. How can I help you today? I'm sorry to hear that.
Wanted to see if he could, if there's any changes with what's happening with me, because I still haven't found any work yet. Like, I've been applying, and then I've just been getting rejects emails, so then now I'm, like, wondering if it's better I just focus on improving my skills, which I am right now, and then I'm, like, working on design challenges. Because now I'm not sure,
cute.
Like, where.
Don't be afraid is what I want you to do. You're right on the right path. It's momentarily, I'm telling you, you're very, very on the precipice of what you're looking for. I'm getting, you know, I feel like you're it's absolutely happening, and that you have, and the no's are, you're taking them in personally. What you have to do with a no, you have to say, good. It wasn't in my best and highest interest. I'm glad that that didn't go through. I'm looking for what's in my best and highest interest. And if you can not be, take a no as a slash, or you're taking it too personally, like it's not personal. And the way employment is about grace. It's given through God through grace. Like you said, I put out a whole bunch of applications and I got a bunch of no's. But what you did was you integrated all the no's. No, no, no. And it makes you fearful. And it's okay to, you know, you're looking for to manifest something new. And so always with change, it's a facing new realities and allowing it to be in your best and highest interest. If you can remember that the only employment you want is just the one that's in your best and highest interest. And you may have to apply for 17 to get to the one that's in your best and highest interest because you're manifesting correctly. Your originality is what makes you or makes your movement forward going to be really, really positive. And it's so close. I wish I could say that, you know, it's so close with, you know. And I'm sorry about the illness. And that illness, lots of times when we have the flu and stuff like that, it's to make us stop. It's to make you stop thinking all the time, I need to get this job. I got to do this right now. I have to have this right now. It's like, stop. You're going to make yourself sick, and you did. And instead, what it did was it gave you, 2 days or 30 minutes of not thinking what you need. It made you think, I've got to take care of myself instead. So now as you heal yourself, I'm healing myself and allowing what's in my best and highest interest. I'm ready to move forward now. I'm not going to put myself through false thoughts of no is no, you know, is a hurt against you. No is a relief. it wasn't right. If it was right, it would go through if you're allowing God to bless through you. Do you get it?
Yes, but I actually, now with, there's been some changes with kind of what happened in the last, I guess, this month, and it looks like I will be staying here in, like, Barcelona a little bit longer. So I'm like, I don't know if that has shifted a few things, because now I'm going to see if I can stay here and find work.
Yeah, but
you've been manifesting staying there. So that is, and it shifted that you, it was an impossibility a month ago that you were going to stay any longer. And you were like, and you've manifested, you've done a you've manifested that you're still there. So allow now the blessing of, okay, I understand I'm on the right path. I've manifested staying here longer. So show me the light, or bring, I allow the light to bless me with employment that's in my best and highest interest, and or God, or, you know, Christ the Redeemer, whatever, whoever you want to put your voice to. And if you, like I said, if you, when you do that, the other thing is when you put out your application, I don't know if I told you before, put it out with, I'm putting this out, if this is in my best and highest interest, I want to bring it forward. And that will allow that to be seen better, you know, or it will be brought to the front or sit on the top of the pile when it was supposed to go to the bottom, mistakes or something triggers it, and you get seen. And I believe you're there. I honestly believe the employment is there now. It's that you're... you're a little bit fearful, and you needed to stop being almost manic about it, okay? You need to be that God will bless you. It's a blessing. You're going to be blessed with employment that's in your best and highest interest, and you're going to allow it, and that's all you have to be thinking now. And when you do an application or on any application that you're already sent out, you can actually put energy into that and say, you can go into meditation and you can say, you know, I'm sending to that application a blessing. I may not have blessed it when I sent it, and if it's in my best and highest interest, I would like it to come forward. And something that you already sent out may be the what comes forward. And you don't have to chase it. It comes to you. And you do have to fill out the applications of interest, because, you know, you have to choose where you think your interests lie. And I 100% see you successful. So you just really need to give yourself a little bit of time to heal. Drink.
Yeah, I took a break to focus on other things, because I just got really frustrated of not hearing back, or like just getting emails. And
So the ones that you put out that you haven't heard back from, go and bless them, you know, and say, you know, if this is in my best and highest interest, because not all of them are canceled. Not everything that you've done is over. Some of it is in, I don't know what that word is, where it's in the process. It's being processed. So bless some stuff that you've already done. Open up to seeing, and you can ask for validation. Mm-hmm. You know, I need validation of where I should apply. And I allow that to come forward, and boom, you'll see something that is of interest. And then when you set out the application, then you say, if this is in my best and highest interest, please bring it forward. And don't worry about, is it going to be right this second? Is it going to, when it's going to happen? Just be open to allowing it to happen if it's in your best and highest interest. And then what's right comes to you. Do you get it?
Okay. I just don't know where to look, so I guess I'll just have to.
Sit down in meditation. First, I want you to take care of yourself a little bit. Like, I don't know, I keep getting ginger tea. If you're not drinking that, it might be something that you're nutritionally needing, ginger.
Someone told me today to drink it too. It's interesting because you're the second person who told me this today.
Okay. I didn't even know they made a ginger tea, but I feel like for some reason that is an ingredient that you need. So the only way I could think, I don't know what you do with ginger. You cook it in stir fries and stuff, but I think you need to do something that's soothing for you, and I think it's a ginger tea. Okay, so start with how do I heal myself so that I can be strong, vibrant, and full of life, and then do your meditations. I want you to meditate and try to do them 3 times a day, just 5 to 7 minutes at a time, and ask the questions. I would like to get validation that I'm on the right path. For some reason, I said, I don't know when I started saying it, I said, I'm not seeing pennies from heaven, and all of a sudden now I'm getting all these pennies. So, if you need validation, you have to ask for it and then allow it. So, and you'll be surprised. They give validation. You'll get validation that you're on the right path, and then you stop being fearful. And it's letting go of some of the fear that it has to be now or has to be this way or has to be whatever you're thinking it has to be. It doesn't have to be anything. All you have to do is allow God through you to bless you. Grace is what you're seeking, not necessarily a specific job, not necessarily a time, not necessarily the amount of money. It's because when grace blesses you, it's in all the categories. It's not having to nickel and dime a thought. Do you understand that?
Mm. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. I got a lot of callers, actually. So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Okay. Namaste. Yeah. Namaste. You're doing fine, and you will be fine. And you just have to take care of yourself a little bit and honor that you're going to be blessed. And allow it. Hi, 520, you're on the air. Can I get your name and where am I from?
Lisa from Arizona. Well, I didn't know. Hey. I'm trying to figure out if I raised my hand because it doesn't show sometimes.
You did.
Yay, me.
That's all I know. So
yay,
how can I help Lisa? Yeah, I'm happy.
Here. I'm at my location. I moved in. I'm kind of still settling in. And it feels easier in the way that my work that I have to do is easier access. So just a couple of, surprises. One in particular, my significant other was spending time. When I left him, he was furious, and he fell into a connection with someone that had been pursuing him, and she came back in, and he was complaining because he was furious that I left, and then she abandoned him, and he and I became very close after that. But anyway, her name is Donna, and she has been living here for the same length of, several decades. And I went to the farmer's market the other day with my little grandson, and I met one of our neutral friends that I thought was, I didn't even give it any thought. And this guy is very sweet, even-tempered, stays out of everybody's business, but he was demonstrating to me that he had joined Donna's campaign of whatever she's spreading, toxic whatever. So do you see that kind of dissipating after a while? That kind of...
What I would do is I would not allow it to be of any consequence to you at all. It's irrelevant. It's only relevant if you feel like, okay, you felt energy. You're really intuitive yourself, so you know 90% of the time what your truth is. And in that, I would honor, you know, oh, I see, you know, that he has aligned from something that he heard. And it may not be truth, and he may change his mind in the near future. Because what happens with people that do deceptive things or say things that are not accurate, eventually it comes out. And then it's shown as that it's them. So I would honor that what's happened is relocated and things have eased up to a degree. And then I would start meditating on how do I make this better? Because the way that you win, there is no winning. There just is succeeding on certain levels. But the way that you win is to live better. And so some of what was happening to you prior to your significant other's passing was negative and was unbearable at times. And so she didn't experience those things. She doesn't know everything because she didn't live your life. And her perception and her equation in, or her insertion into the equation was her perception. And it was, like you said, where she came in and then abandoned. So, you know, it's different than yours, and it doesn't matter. And by giving it any credence, you validate energy that's not relevant in your life. And what you need to do is just shun that energy in that, oh, you know, I'll just consider where the source was. And that's what I would always feel like if you felt like that from somebody who you felt was neutral, and you have to, and you feel like you're getting a vibration. If you're not going to bring it out directly, then I would always leave with, remember who the source is. The source always shows where the truth is, and leave it at that, because eventually, like I said, when it's the kind of energy that you're talking about, it shoots itself in the foot. You don't need to do anything, and you don't need to be have any cognitive implication toward it. Do you get that?
You know, I do get it, and it just caught me by a big
Because you weren't expecting
it didn't even occur to me. I wasn't even thinking about anything. I just saw him, and I smiled. I hadn't seen him for 3 years, and I'd been gone for a year and a half. And I was with my grandson. Mm-hmm. My grandson, who's little, was yelling at people, "I'm her grandson," you know, and it was just a pleasant afternoon. And I I'm on the track of, you know, if it comes to my energy, which I'm trying not to click in, and you know, just send it certain types of healing light and let it go, you know, send it to God. But
perfect.
Yeah, I was definitely blindsided. I thought, why would someone believe something about someone else without checking with them?
Well, because people are easy to buy into something they just hear. You know, you can say something, and I've had people tell me, "You said this," and it was like, I didn't. I know I don't say stuff like that, you know, so, and yet this is what they heard, and this is what, you know, so, because I do project sometimes when I'm yelling at my son or something, you know, but I don't really project to people. I kind of always try to let people draw their own conclusion. But I do give advice, you know, but I don't try to tell people what to do, because they have a choice. Even if I feel like it's the greatest thing and I can see if they do the other thing, it's not going to be good. They can do the wrong thing and, you know, anyways. So that's why I always try to, like, that's why I spend so much time with the first caller, is because she really is on the right track, and she's like, "Well, I don't know that I'm on the right track." She's getting the words for a book, you know, to write a book. It's not everybody can write a book, you know. It's actually something that's, you know, so you have to, and sometimes when we're so close to stuff, we can't see how lucky we are or what we're being granted. And I'm so happy because your energy has shifted already. And you are already more mellow. I don't even know how to tell you how much you were bouncing before. But you were...
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was... You were scared, so I don't know what you were scared of. But because you can be the same no matter where you are. But you have mellowed. You have mellowed like... be honored that it's different. And different always means how do I make it better? You know, I have something different offered to me right now. It's a blessing. I feel I can recognize some of it, and what I can't recognize, I want to recognize so that I can have it even better, because living better is winning. Being caught in an old story is losing. Allowing vibration from an old story to affect anything now is somebody who hasn't awakened to their own truth of how they're projecting.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do get it.
Good.
I do.
I know you do. I know. Sometimes we need to just hear it again. And I know you get it. And you're really, really psychically in tune. And if you just... You really have to trust your truth. You do. You do. You're doing really great.
Yeah.
And honestly, you're going to be better. Remember, I said all the way to queen.
I love that. The queen of the silver dollar.
Not that. I just mean all the way to queen.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
I know. I don't want you to go that path. Okay. I'm going to let you go on that. I hope namaste.
Okay.
Namaste. Bless you. I'm going to go on to the first 111.
Hello.
Hi, 111. You're on the. Hi. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
I just stepped on something. It stuck to my foot. And I've got dogs. It makes me a bit nervous. My name is Marie, and I'm calling from Toronto.
From Charlotte.
Toronto.
Oh, Toronto. Okay, got you. Hi, was it Marie?
Marie, yeah.
The stepping on the dog thing threw me off because I talked about that this morning or at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Marie from Toronto.
It was just wet carrot, so I stepped in it, but it made me really uncomfortable.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. I get that. It's just interesting that it happened. Okay. And it was interesting that that girl found that wallet because she's trying to manifest money. So how can I help you today, Marie?
Where I work, I think that they're planning some kind of a organization change, and it's a bit uncomfortable because I no one said anything to me. And I don't know anything really. I feel like I'm in a bit in the dark. And I don't know whether it's going to be a problem or not. So I'm wondering if you could pick anything up.
Okay. I don't. Okay. Let me ask the question one more time. Is this going to be a problem? I think there's a lot of misinformation that people think there's no stuff, and I don't think you're out of the loop as much as you think you're out of the loop. I don't think anybody's in the loop except for very few people. And
that's what I'm
told. I think Yeah, I feel like that's so there is something transpiring. That is absolutely happening. I don't think that I think you're fine where you are. Or that it's you don't have to be fearful of it being negative towards you. I feel like you're in a positive flow. Not that there isn't going to be, it's like there's changes, but it's not, it's like you're, I don't know. Do you work with the angels?
Sometimes.
Like Archangel Michael?
Yeah.
I actually feel like there's angelic energy around you. So I don't feel like you're in any negative out of the place thing. I think some of it's filtering down, and you know, with that is inaccuracies or inconsistencies, and I actually believe that you have an angelic energy or an angel helping energy that keeps you kind of protected. So I don't have anything negative to say about there's going to be changes, but I don't think it's like what you think. It's not negative for you. Do you understand that?
So I'm always concerned about having to change jobs and that sort of thing.
Yeah. It's going to be different work. I do feel like that, but not changing jobs per se, just different work. So that's what I've perceived, but I don't think it's bad for you. I think you need to, we all need shifting forward. We're moving. We're always constantly changing, whether we realize it or not. And we'll change every day until we die. And change is part of what we should embrace, because that means that it gives us opportunities to shine in a different way. And that's what I feel is, like, I feel like you're kind of protected and that you'll shine. And it's just little changes. It's not like you're fired and you get laid off and you got to go move because you don't, you know, all the things that could be for some people. Do you understand that?
So that's not happening right now. I was told that I do have an angelic presence around me.
Okay.
I have a connection. I was told that a long time ago.
It's probably a confirmation so that you say, okay, I've heard this before. This must be a confirmation of something that I heard before. It doesn't mean that you have to use the angels. I do because, you know, whenever I like to surround myself in a diamond dome of protection and above and below all around, and I get it and I seal myself in it and I infuse it with the Christ light, and I have Archangel Michael create the dome for me. And I put the process on my website for free so that you can protect your energy field. And what else I do is when I'm trying to or have concern, I invoke angelic help. I'll ask for 100,000 angels to send healing energy for a person so that they can have healing. You know, I'll invoke for some of the callers, angels to help them with their employment or with different things. So you can do that too. I call in an army of angels to protect me that I always am in, you know, emanating the correct energy for my highest good. You know, it's terminology, how you use it. And I do it, and the way to practice it to start is, and this is how I started using angels. I need a parking space right up front. I ask Archangel Michael to find me a parking space right at the front so I don't have to walk. And you'll be surprised. The parking space will open up, even in a crowded parking lot.
And
just try it. Like if you go to a store, if you go to the movies, if you go anywhere, just try it and you'll be surprised how they'll open up something. And just to show you, so you're looking for confirmation on, you know, how to utilize your gift.
I did that all summer when I was going through a hard time, and I just need to do it again because I'm holding on to a lot of stress at the moment. So
let it go.
And
remember that you're blessed. Remember that, you know.
Aren't we all blessed, though? Aren't we all blessed?
We are, but lots of times we're not in gratitude for what we're blessed for, so they're going to show us something different that you can be less in gratitude for if you're going the negative way. Or if you realize how blessed you are, you can go the other way, and they have to bless you a different way that shows that you're being blessed even more positively. so you can get even better stuff. And something that you can say as you walk through every door that you ever walk through, every bathroom, every closet, you can say, how much better can it get than this? I'm in gratitude for all the clothes in my closet. I'm in gratitude for, I don't know why I started on the penny thing, but I'm telling you, I've gotten 30 pennies in a week. And they're everywhere. It's like I've never seen so many pennies, and they're only pennies. I should have said, I wish. Show me $1 million bill. You know?
Yeah.
And I consciously, for some reason, needed some validation that I'm on the right path. And so, you know.
Yeah, that's what we need. And that's where I'm at, is looking for validation.
And you're fine. I want you to embrace change, though. You have a little bit of fear about changing, but I'm telling you, every morning that you wake up, you've changed.
I've got so much change in my life. Like, it, you wouldn't believe it. Like, lots. But I'm just a bit, I need some stability with work.
So then choose, I'm grounded. Just. All you have to do is, I'm grounded, and what work brings forward for me will be in my ability and capability to honor myself, honor the employment, and shine beyond what I've been seen as so far. Because your recognition is going to be more, I believe. I believe it's different work. I feel like that some of it, what you're doing is different, but I don't feel like it's a job change. I just feel like it's either added work or changing a process.
That's possible. That's possible.
I think higher up there's bigger changes for people. Okay, and
yeah,
I don't know how high up, but that's what I think is more of
that's true. I know that for sure. Yeah. And I just don't know how that would affect me.
I want you to know that it affects you positively if you choose to allow it to, because you want to change to be better or more. You want to have more excitement, more in acknowledgement of, you know, of your value. And that's how it affects you better.
Yeah.
It's better for you. And you're going to embrace it as being better.
That's what I would like. If
you can't remember, you know, like when you do feel scared, call in the angels. I'm feeling scared. I need protection. I need validation that ease my fear. You know, because I feel like there's an angelic presence that you're not utilizing. And if you just made a little shift, and same thing, when you're walking through the door, how much better can they get than this? And be in gratitude, really, for the amazing changes that you've been through. Okay?
Yeah, and I certainly am. I mean, my life has been amazing that way. All right, well, thank you very much.
Sure, namaste. Okay, I'm going to go on to 347. Hi, 347, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother James. This is
Hi, Katie.
I'm still in Georgia for one more week. How are you?
I'm very good. So I'm interested, Katie. Are you choosing to leave Georgia? You get to make the choice.
I'm going to make the choice. I am in need of, if I had employment that paid me more than enough money, I would stay, right? I would definitely stay. I did get a little temp project, but it's start Monday, but it's not paying enough, nowhere near enough to, like, pay my rent and pay my bills. But it's just, I guess, income. But I am applying for other positions, and maybe I'll get something else. I'm going to see. My only other option is either to put my stuff in storage and go back and stay with my mother and my sister, which is like my last resort.
So did you hear me talk to the other person about the employment, applying for jobs, Teresa? I think it was with.
About being being kind of like change her vibe or something?
Yeah, allowing, okay. When you're putting in your application, allowing it to be, I'm putting this in, I have interest in this, I'm going to allow it to come to me if it's in my best and highest interest. Blessing what you've already done and allowing even better, because I do believe the little bit of step, I know it's not the step that you wanted, is a step. You now get to say, I'm employed, which is different than when you're applying. So you can say, yes, I have, you know, it might be for the interview thing, you know, phase, because now you have, you get to say, I have employment. I'm looking for the opportunity that, you know, will really utilize my skills and ability. And so it might be in what you needed to get to the terminology so that you can interview where you say, well, I haven't found employment, I'm looking, and this is where my interests are. Well, you know, this shows you're willing to work. This shows that you're taking the initiative to move forward. It's not the perfect. There is no perfect, first off. There's steps.
Mm-hmm.
And in each step is growth and experience. And so embrace that, maybe meditate is what I would try. As I take this next step, I choose to bring forward something that allows me to stay here. But you have to want to stay there. And I know that your family is your last choice, but I feel like it's also a way to escape responsibility. So, and in some ways, and I really, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings or anything, but in some ways,
This is helpful. Okay. No. Because you never know what subconscious, you know, it could be something where I'm trying to get love from my mother, or, you know, I can have an underlying issue where I keep having money issues to have to run back to her.
I want you to face the truth. Do I want to work?
Yeah, no, I would be working. If I lived with her, I would be working.
I know, but I feel like I don't feel like you have to work. Like, I don't know what the difference is, honestly.
Well, not just I wouldn't have to pay rent there. I don't have to pay rent there. That's the difference. Okay. Not that I don't have to work.
Yeah. So I don't think I just want you to try to focus on, am I really wanting to be employed? Or am I don't know if you're supposed to be a self-employed entrepreneur. And
I could be that as well, but I still need money to take care of myself, pay my bills and stuff while I do that.
I know, but you need to take steps, and the first step is to secure your housing, to secure your basic needs.
Right.
So what you did was you took a job that isn't the ideal thing for you, but you took it, and it's a temporary thing, and it's going to allow you a breath. And in that breath, you're going to allow something better to manifest. You're going to allow something that's really going to make you be able to be, stabilized. I think I just cleared a thing for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you feel that? Was it just me, or did you feel it? I don't know.
Feeling some heat right now. I'm feeling heat right now, a large thing of heat just came on me.
Okay. I do feel like it just cleared something. It was just like I don't know if it's a voice that you're telling yourself, is kind of what I feel like it was. So, and I think it's the one about employment. And it's either, you have to choose that you're going to allow for stability, employment of other people first. Okay. I think that might be the break point where you're afraid that you want what you want, but you don't know how to get it and you don't have the resources to get it, or you believe you don't have the resources to get it or to manifest it. So what you're going to do is you're going to take yourself out of the equation and say, I'm doing this because this is in my best and highest interest. It was brought forward. How do I get something better? How do I bring forward what's in my best and highest interest? I really, and you have to decide if you really want that self-employment or if you just want employment through somebody else that pays a lot, because you have both.
But can't you have both? Can't I be self-employed and work a normal employment job, 9-to-5? Couldn't I do both?
Absolutely. I say everybody should do multiple things. Yes, I agree with that. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want.
You want both. Okay, so that's fine. Yeah. So they've given you an opportunity where you're not going to kill yourself right away because the employment isn't everything. And that gives you an opportunity to manifest or to create the reality of what you're trying to do. I have thought for years, how do we break the AI cycle? I couldn't think of it. And every time I asked, it was like the answers were so just nothing. They were answers, but they mean nothing if they're not concrete. And this morning, I actually got the answer. We need to do a phone vibration thing to break it. And I'm going to contact all my intuitive friends now and start this. because, you know, and I've actually, it's made me sad that I couldn't find the answer, or that it was so vague. And it was like, what happens after the solar flare? A myriad of things. Well, that's no damn answer. You know, I could have answered that myself, you know, but it can't just ask a general question like that. It has to be more, you know, you have to have more substance to it. So that's what I want you to do, is I want you to be more substantive in your truth. And that, you said it today, you validated it. You want both. You want employment that affords you
money. Pays me more enough money.
But,
and it can help
you
me start my
also.
Business. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to help you start your business. You can start your business with no help. There's lots of money out there for women entrepreneurs through the Small Business Association. And there's multiple grants available. So if you really have a business idea and you really have no idea how to do it, then go to the Small Business Association and make an appointment and have them write the plan for you, because they will do it all the way through to giving you the money. I've done it. I know how it works.
Okay.
It's a little bit of hassle.
Okay.
They might have you go through. They will hook you up with mentors. They'll hook you up with stuff so that you can move in the direction. You know, you can have both. And you can have more than two, too. Like, you know, I actually believe people should have multiple sources of income, because one can fail and then you can still. Okay. And I know you're just at the beginning. So just remember, they've given you the first step. Now, with that step, you have the ability to manifest something better and honor yourself with something better. And you're going to allow something better.
Okay. You know, I just want to ask you,
go ahead.
What is the energy around me moving in with my mother and my sister? Because I just wonder, what's the energy about it? Are they going to welcome me? Do they not want me to live with them? What is the energy
about that? It's not about them. It's about what it's for you. Okay, you're looking to think what it's for them, but it's really what is it for you. And then with what it is for you is there.
No, I would say it was pretty abusive when I used to live there. Like, it was really emotionally and mentally abusive.
That's what I'm saying. It's about what it is for you. If you go back because you feel like you need or have to, then you're going to and feel like, I have to put up with the abuse because I need help right now. It will
be
that.
Okay.
If you go back that I'm giving myself 30 days here to take a breath and to manifest something different. And and try to bring forward what's in your best and highest interest. You have the education, the ability, the personality. You're a package. You're just a,
I am, but I just don't know why am I not attracting employment that I want or permanent employment. I haven't had permanent employment in so long.
Because of the inability to admit that you need or want employment from an employer. You haven't really wanted that. I want you to look at that. I tried to tell you that before.
Mm-hmm.
You have not wanted employment from somebody else, but you can't see the path to the employment for yourself.
So tell the universe, I want both. I want to have employment with an employer and employment with myself.
That's
what I told the universe. But okay.
And I'm bringing forward something better. I'm going to live better. I'm choosing to be, have better. And be in gratitude for that I've been given this gift. I'm going to honor it, give it your effort, you know, put the effort truthfully into it so that you can know that you're blessing. You are a blessing, okay? You're beautiful, you're just kind of afraid. You're afraid a little bit, and I think that's what you have to break out of, okay? And get to the Small Business Association. It only takes one day to make the appointment. And they have resources that you cannot believe. And for women especially, they have programs.
Okay, I will check them out. I used to deal with them in New York, but I'll definitely get I'm kind of more focused now with what I want to do and make. So I'll definitely reach out to them.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that.
Namaste. Yep. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go on to 631.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, good. I'm glad that I got to talk to you. Hello.
I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. How are you doing? I just need to always get the name so that a key knows we're talking to who we're talking to. How can I help you today?
Well, it's kind of the same thing, love life and work. I was at a job that just wasn't very fulfilling. It was depressing when I went into the classroom and stuff. And then I just got a job that I'm going to put sign the paperwork for on Tuesday, teacher aid. But it's really not paying enough. I used to work for a bus company long ago. And I had a neighbor, she knocked on the door. I don't know, spur of the moment. She said she just applied to the bus company. I just called them up and I reapplied. I don't know, what do you see with that? Or should I just stay with the company that's going to be Tuesday, but it's not enough money? I don't know, what do you see?
I see that you, number one, that you took action and you got a result. And I think we talked before, I felt like when you did the bus thing that it was very isolating. And
you know what, because I can go and, like, in the morning or the afternoon, I have other friends who are bus monitors, and I can go to have lunch with them and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just going to be in a classroom with a bunch of women and moms anyway now, but I'm saying, I don't get paid at this new job for, like, the breaks, the Christmas break, the Martin Luther King Day, the, you know, whatever, Veterans Day. The bus company would, but I just don't know if you see a bus company or the one I was praying for them to call me to interview.
I think that you are going to have the bus job only because that's what you're manifesting in reality. But I think you need to take the job that you have been brought forward. Okay. So, I feel like they brought another possibility for you. So, and you've opened up to it. You called about it, and you're going to open up to having that be a reality for you because you want the paid holidays more, and the socialization that you do have will be with the people that you're going to be working with in the breaks and time off. So, I mean, in some ways, I think you've set your path already in your mind what you want. And so you brought one opportunity forward, and you're going to take it until the other opportunity transpires. But look what happened. You took a step, and now another step has come forward, a bus job possibility. So you're doing the right thing.
I don't know. I called like a month ago, and they said, oh, you quit here years ago. We're not going to hire you. So I don't know what would make them change their mind, the bus company I just called today.
Well, so what you say is the reason I left under circumstances that didn't allow me to continue in the job, I didn't just quit. I had to take a very responsible attitude to make that decision because at that time I couldn't continue. But now I can, and I'm in a different place, and I'm more available than I ever was. So it really is about communicating your truth. At that time, you couldn't stake it anymore. And
well,
at that
did,
time, but you didn't want to say it like that.
I did
you
tell the
it.
Business office person that, but they have to relay it to the other person.
It's about getting the interview, and then you have to communicate your truth. And so what you want to do is prepare for that. And what your truth is that you've taken steps to forward and that you're currently employed, but that you always enjoyed the previous job, but at the time you couldn't continue in it. You know, that's the truth. You couldn't continue because it wasn't right for you then. And now you feel like it's right for you, and you're willing to leave a position you're in to try something that you really liked again.
See
so
them calling me
like,
for an interview, though, and they have to change their mind to interview me is what I'm trying to say.
I don't think they even have to do that. I don't think that's true. I think they look at applications that have come forward and will it come forward for Suzanne? And I think you do get an interview. So it's about conveying the correctly, though, in order to get the employment. And you've brought it forward. You brought the opportunity forward because your neighbor came over and said about it. So it's come forward to you, and there's a reason why it came forward to you, because it's a possible opportunity, and you're seizing it because this is of more interest to you than what you've chosen. And not that you've chosen wrong, you've chosen what came forward previously. So, and we're always continually changing. So it really is going to be about your aptitude to correctly convey your truth. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I called
about 2 hours ago to leave a message to the hiring person.
Yeah, I believe you'll get an interview.
Do you know when?
I don't know. No, it's not about when. It's about allowing. Allow yourself to be blessed with an interview. It's about opening up to what God will bring through you allow grace to bless you with. So it's about on their time. It's God's time. I can, when predicting time is it's possible, but it's a skill that's not, I don't know. It makes people have set ideas, and that's why I don't like to go there with it. It's better to allow it to be in God's timing. Just know it. The job was already brought forward to you. You don't need to know when the time is. You already have a job, and you have to say, you know, I'm already employed. All I am doing is thinking I'm trying for something that I feel like I would enjoy more and be better at. And in that, you're opened up to the truth. And the truth is never a lie and always moves forward. Do you get it?
Yes. I guess it was because I don't want to have to start this job and then quit it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, don't worry about that. You might have to start the job and whatever, and then maybe they have to fire a bus driver. Who knows? You don't know what the actual route is. What you need to know is that you're allowing grace to bless you with it because you have more interest of it. And you can manifest on that. Why do I have more interest on it? And if I bring this forward, is it going to be in my best and highest interest? And as you bring the light to it and understand it better, then you take all the fear away from it, and then it happens. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I hope that helps. Namaste. I'm going to go right on to 917. Hi, 917. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, Reverend James. This is Ashiel from New York. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing, Ashiel? How can I help you today?
Oh, not bad. Just a quick question, not that serious, but hopefully I can get some little insight from you. About a month ago, I saw somebody in my gym, and we are flirting with each other, and then we ended up having a conversation. And we went into each other again a second time a week later, and we have another quick conversation. And I was looking forward to running to each other again, and this time around I was going to ask for a phone number, but we haven't seen each other since. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, are we going to see each other again soon, or what do you pick up from that?
Yes, there is further encounter, and I do feel like it's okay. Be excited. There's something, you know, there's a saying, it's kind of weird in this situation, but distance makes the heart grow fonder. And so it's exciting that you're not, you know, because sometimes when you see somebody all the time and you're awkward in conversation, then you can't get to the point, well, here's my phone number. So I think this gave both of you opportunity to breathe and think and allow. And I think you're allowing. And I think there's all good with you, Ashiel. Another person that has some kind of angelic help around you. I don't know how to tell you that. So, you know, I would surround myself with the divinity of the angels to bring forward what's in my best and highest interest in love. And if this person comes forward again, then you'll be easily able to communicate correctly, you know, what you, you know, your interest in, and make sure that you get a way to connect with each other. And I do think sometimes they put distance in to make sure that you're honoring your feelings. Do you understand that?
Yeah, because I mean, I had an opportunity, to be honest with you, to get a phone number, but I just didn't want to rush, because in the past I used to rush. So I said, let me just, you know, we're going to run into each other again. There's no reason to rush.
Perfect.
You know? So.
Perfect. Yeah, you will see each other again. I do believe you're going to communicate. I do believe that you actually come together on a positive vibration. I think it actually is good for both of you, not just one person. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah, I look forward to that.
Okay. Yeah, it's very soon. It's very soon. I don't want to give you a time frame. I want you to just be open to allowing grace to bless you. You know, I allow grace to bless me with this relationship if it's in my best and highest interest. I'm going to bring it forward and, you know, do a meditation, light a candle, do something symbolic so that when you look at it, you think, oh, this is what I'm doing. I'm creating love to come forward.
Okay.
And in that, it works for you. Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. Hope that helps.
Of course.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yep, namaste. Thank you for calling. I'm going to go on to 111. I help him. Yes. I'm on to 111. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, it's Melissa.
Oh, hey, Melissa. Hi, I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I know.
So how could... I know I've been not on the days that you're available or something. And I know my schedule's been all off, so I'm glad you got in. How can I help you today?
I have two quick questions, please.
Sure.
Two quick questions, please. At work, I have this this lady who just creating me problems. I want to know, like, am I gonna get fired, or she gonna get fired, or did did the police stop through yesterday because I know there was a problem? Anything on that, please? I don't wish her harm, but she does it every single day that I work. And they talk to me already, but I ignore it. I think because I ignore her, she does it more.
I don't get that you get. Okay, so I get no about you're not getting fired. Is she getting fired? And I don't get a yes that she's getting fired. So I don't know that that's happening. I can't ever guarantee anything, but I get that you don't get fired. Okay, that came through very strong.
And her?
I get maybe. It's a maybe. It's not a yes.
Okay.
It's a maybe. She may get transferred or she may get, I do feel like there's a push, but, you know, I don't see it as out. So, you know, it may be pushed someplace differently.
Well, one more question, please. So, you know, I've been talking to someone and mm-hmm. he has helped me a lot. And I want to know, is he going to be, like, moving over here where I'm at, or he's going to buy something? Because he mentioned a property yesterday, and it's about 80 miles away from my area.
Don't get a yes on that. I got a no. I don't believe that. But, you know, just because I don't get it doesn't mean that it can't happen, but I'm getting a no on that. Okay?
Is this a friendship that develops later on, or he's developing it slowly?
There's a story there that's still not uncovered. Let me just say it that way. I do think it's a friendship. I think there's a story there that you've yet to hear. Okay, so I would proceed. I get the same energy every time. I would proceed with caution. Reality is reality. When you're with somebody, it's different than when somebody's telling you stuff. It's different when, you know, what did I say? It's been a while. I said, I don't know if I remember, if you'll remember, I didn't think he was going to come forward. I didn't think he was going to show up. And I don't get that he's moving there. And so, but I think there's a backstory that you haven't heard or don't know or is underlying. Do you understand that?
You know
it's
what
not,
it is?
It's one of those ones, there's more than one tentacle. So it's, I think part of it is deception. So I don't like to say that because I know you really feel a lot. But I think there's a backstory about something that is not out in the open yet. And so you still have to proceed cautionary, okay? And you still have to, I know you want it to be what you want it to be, but you have to proceed cautionary because there is some kind of other story, and I don't know what it is. And I've gotten that vibration, and I haven't talked to you in a long time, and it's still the same vibration. And when I asked, is he moving to the 80 miles away, it was no. So that's a story or something that I don't know what it's not truth is what I get, you know, that isn't happening. So it's not that it can't happen, and it's not that it can't shift and change his mind and God strike him with love and whatever. But I want you to proceed with caution. I need you to still proceed with caution. Do you understand that?
One more question on that. He has a business partner, female, but he treats me like a relationship. Like he gets jealous. Like a man wants to talk to me. He always. I told him I'm gonna leave, and every time I want to leave, he gets nicer. Like can you look down the road? Like I think
I can look down.
Can you just ask,
I don't feel like you're going to have a physical relationship with them, is what I feel like at this point, okay? If that's looking down the road, and I don't want to disillusion you. Sometimes you have to learn your own mistakes, but at the same time, you don't have to make a big mistake. Be cautionary, and like I said, the relationship isn't going to happen if you're not together. That doesn't happen. And you don't want to be investing in something that's not real. So you have to be cautionary. And I don't feel like he's coming forward. Every time I do it, it's no. And it's not that I just feel like there's a backstory. It's not that it can't come forward. I think the backstory has to come forward before you can know if you even want to move forward. So, and I don't know how to pry it out of him, but I need you to be cautionary about emotionally investing everything into a dream that's not real. Do you get that?
I got you.
Try to listen back, Melissa. Listen back to this because I'm saying it as clear as I can about moving forward in that direction. And I don't want you to miss opportunities that are right around you that might be of more in your best and highest interest. You have to keep asking yourself, if this is in my best and highest interest, he needs to come here and be with me and validate the truth. If this is in my best and highest interest, he needs to, I need to have, I don't know. You have to ask the right questions, or you have to put into the oneness. If grace will bless you with him and he's supposed to be with you, then allow grace to bring him forward. And you've tried, I believe you've been doing that, but he hasn't come forward. And the story hasn't come forward. And there are other tentacles that are preventing it. And what they're more than one. I don't believe it's just one thing. So you have to kind of play it very cautiously. Do you understand that?
Yes. I guess one last question. So he doesn't like me enough.
No, it's not that. I don't think that's it. No.
Oh, because he's an important person. Okay, last one.
Yeah.
Is he gonna leave that female that business with that female because he said that he's making changes on that? Is it true?
I don't get a yes on that either. It might be not in the next 6 months. I do it for a 6 month reading, and it's not going to be within the next 6 months. So. You know, you're holding on to something that isn't actually manifesting, at least what I'm hearing, in the next 6 months. So if you want to invest another 6 months into that, then you can do that. But at the